Hello, dear Indian football fans, and a warm welcome to the latest episode of Khel Now's Beyond the Score podcast. As usual, we have with us very special guest who needs no special introduction to you guys. Although he came to Indian football as recently as 2019, he has successfully made a mark and is now moving ahead to his third successive season in the country. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Owen Goyal to our podcast. Hi coach, how are you doing?
Thank you very much. That was a very kind introduction. So great, absolutely great. Looking forward to getting him back over and getting the football going. And as I say, you know, every year there's no doubt the Indian football is improving, the Indian Super League, but even, you know, the levels below the I-League. So it's great, it's positive, and let's keep trying to improve the football, obviously.
Yeah, I will straight away, we'll come to the, you know, main point. So you came to Indian football in 2019-20 season, mid-season. So when Chennai FC was last in the table and when you came and you took them to the playoffs, I just want to ask you how difficult as a coach for you or for any coach to come in between season and, you know, when your team is struggling and then take them to the, you know, on a top four finish or a playoff finish.
Yeah, I mean, it's a very good question. I think obviously when you come in, then there were challenges ahead, but what was there, to be fair, I felt there was some good players at the club. They hadn't obviously achieved the results that maybe the ability they had. Maybe there was a little bit of bad luck. Maybe there was some things that needed a little tweaking here and there. But you're right, they were at the bottom of the league. They hadn't won away from home in nearly 2 years because the previous season they'd finished, you know, right at the bottom. And so obviously there was a lot of work to do. And the biggest thing, of course, is getting players believing in themselves, having confidence. And bizarrely, my first game actually was against Jamshedpur, in Jamshedpur. And, you know, and the thing is, obviously, as you know, being involved at the levels I've been with English, you know, in the Premier League in England and what have you, with magnificent stadiums and training facilities. And then obviously coming to India, I hadn't been before to see any of the stadiums as such. So you are curious to know what it looks like. But I have to say, arriving in Jamshedpur with the training facilities, with the stadium, with the passionate fans, I mean, the game was sold out. It was a brilliant experience. Really enjoyed it. And obviously that stuck in my mind, how good the facilities were, how friendly the people were at Jamshedpur. And I think we achieved a 1-1 draw that night. We could have won the game. Probably should have. There was a very late equaliser for Jamshedpur and I think a handball in the process as well. But what I did see from the game was a lot of positive signs. I seen that, you know, if we had with some good players, that we could be a very positive team, very attack-minded. And that kind of fell into where we were in the league as well, because we had to win. Draws, a draw here, a draw there, would not be good enough for us. So that then kind of suited my philosophy anyway, because I love to play attacking football everywhere I've been. And I felt that we had some players, I could change one or two little things. And then our next game was against the North East, and that was postponed because there was some political unrest at the time in Guwahati, I think, with some protests. But actually that in many ways helped us, because it gave me a full like 10 days training, just over a week to work with the players on a daily basis before our next game. So that and with hindsight, was a very good thing for us. And the players could see on the training ground what we wanted to do. They were enjoying their training. And when you're enjoying your training, then that transmits onto the field with a chance of winning games. And that's what we did. We played, you know, unbelievable brand of football, scored more goals. I think rightly so that season, FC Goa were an outstanding team. Free-flowing football, fantastic. We more than matched that, you know, and we know, because we then turned them over in the semi-finals. But in terms of our attacking play, our football, it was outstanding. And it was a brilliant experience. The Chennai fans, I have to say, they are so fanatical about the club. They get behind the team. They love good football. And they've been used to that. So it was nice to see the fans coming back to the games, because I think prior to joining, I think the last home crowd was something like 8,000. And then when we got to, you know, as each game went, the crowds were getting bigger and bigger, over 20,000 at the first leg semi-final playoff against FC Goa. So the Chennai fans show that if you play good football, they'll come and watch their team. And that's great for Indian football, because that's what we want. As much as I'm obviously now the head coach of Jamshedpur, and you want to improve the club and help everything else, there's also an obligation to help Indian football in general, with young players progressing. And I always feel that that's a part of the coach's job as well.
Yeah, so my question, you know, was on a similar line. What is the different thing you need to do when you come mid-season and when you start the season with the team?
Yeah, well, mid-season is a challenge because first and foremost, you've inherited that group of players. So you've not had a lot of time to spend with them, because the pre-season, if you have your 6 or 8 weeks, you can spend time, you get to know people. And as you know, we all have different characteristics. So it's important, you know, somebody might be the life and soul of the party, somebody might be quiet and reserved, but they've still all got a job to do on the field. You know, they've still got to, when they're out there, you know, they've got to be focused on their job and helping the team. So the pre-season allows you that time to get to know the players personally on a personal level. Whereas mid-season, there is no recovery. You have to hit the ground running. You have to try and make an impact straight away. Which we did, but then, you know, even then, our first home game, we beat Kerala, and the confidence is flying. And then we lost it at home to FC Goa. We were actually 3-0 down within 35, 40 minutes, I think, at half time. We came back out, narrowly lost the game 4-3. Although we lost the game, it was good for me because it showed that the players were still on track, because being 3-0 down against FC Goa and being down at the bottom, it'd be easy to feel sorry for yourself. But we didn't. We picked ourselves up, got right back in the game. And those are little things from a coach's perspective that add up to the big picture. And our next game, actually, we then went to Odisha, and it was the first game on Odisha's new field. And if you remember that, it wasn't ready. I mean, it's a beautiful stadium, a beautiful field now, but at that time it wasn't ready for football. It needed some more weeks for the turf to bed in, and the pitch was cutting up. We actually missed a penalty at 0-0 in Vasquez, and had we scored, we'd be probably on to win the game. But we lost that game. So it meant we now had two games back-to-back that we'd lost, still sitting down at the bottom. And our next game was against Hyderabad away. And we had them won away from home in nearly 2 years, as I said. So that people look and say, oh, that was a great result, this one, that one. But that Hyderabad game was probably the most important game of the season, because we had to break that hoodoo, that, you know, that we hadn't won the road psychologically. And we won the game 3-1. Phil was in charge, Phil Brown, a good friend of mine. He was actually my captain for 1 year at Bolton Wanderers when we played together. And unfortunately, actually, Phil lost his job after that game. I mean, that shows you how football can be, the ironies and what have you. But for us at Chennai, it was a huge result. And that was just a catalyst for us getting better, improving. The confidence was flowing through the players. They knew they could win away from home. You know, psychologically, you got that off your mind. You knew, no matter who you played. And we had some tough games in the road. We had to go to ATK. We had to go to Kerala. You know, we had to go to Mumbai on the second last game of the season to get in the playoffs. Had Mumbai beaten us, Mumbai were in the playoffs. So, but we showed, out with the quality, we showed an unbelievable mentality. So we came in mid-season, to answer your question, there is lots of challenges. The first one, I think, is to get the players feeling good about themselves, feeling confident, and allowing them to express themselves. They're at the club for a reason. They have good abilities, and they have to come and show that. And the thing as well, they also have to show that when you're given the chance, that you want to hold on to that jersey. Because football should be a competitive game, but it's also competitive within your own club in terms of people wanting spots in the team. Everybody, they're pulling in the same direction, but knowing if you do well, that you stay in the team. And that's what we did.
So my question is about Indian football in general. Now, what was your impression about Indian football before you came to India? And did that impression change after you spent these couple of months with Chennai FC?
Well, I had watched because obviously when the Indian Super League came about, there was friends and colleagues and people that came in. And as a football lover as you are, then you watch football globally. You know, if there's a game on, it doesn't matter. You know, what. So I'd taken an interest, obviously, in the Indian Super League. I came close. I'd been offered a couple of jobs prior to that. But for one reason or another, it never transpired, which is fine. But so from that point, obviously, you have a vested interest. So I was watching the games. I could see the talent, because there's no doubt the young Indian players and the senior ones. I mean, Sunil Shetty is a perfect example, somebody that's been at a very high level for many, many years. What we want to do, and this is myself and the foreign coaches and the domestic coaches and everybody, yourself, everybody that loves Indian football, what we all want to do is make sure that we have more Sunil Shettys. You know, not in isolation, one here, one there, that we, year by year, we have a conveyor belt. Now, last year, I think, was very good because there were a lot of young players emerged. But what we want to do is have more of that. Now, India, I don't need to tell you how big a country it is and obviously the players and the talent that must be there. There must be so much unearthed potential and talent. So what we have to do, and most things always come back to money. So whether it's the government, whether it's the states, whether it's huge benefactors, but we have to, I think, invest money at grassroots. We have to get kids playing far more games, because the more games you play, then the better you become. The longer for me, and I've said this publicly at the coaches' meeting at the ISL, we also need a longer season, because you know we need the players playing more games. When the players play more games, they become better, but also the national team becomes better. And there's no reason in years to come why India can't be at a World Cup final. What I don't understand why people don't think that can happen. It can. I mean, I obviously worked in America as well, a huge country. And again, they're now at every World Cup final. And not only that, but in years to come, they'll actually probably be challenging to eventually try and be at those final stages, because the improvement. Now, India's a little bit behind that, but football can go so quickly if we put the right building blocks in place. And that, for me as a coach, I mean, I think that's exciting.
Yeah. So just before we move to Jamshedpur part, you know, I just want to ask your thoughts on the final match against ATK, which Chennai FC lost. How tough for you and for the players, you know, to bear that loss, but still considering you guys at the bottom of the table to reach the final. How special you put this achievement in your, you know, in a list of achievement you have throughout your season, throughout your career. Sorry.
Yeah, listen, there's no doubt it was special. I loved every second of it. I have to say particularly, Vitamam and Abhishek, you know, they were certainly Vitamam was at every game, Abhishek was every game available, Abhishek was there. Lovely, lovely people, loved their club. I have to say as well that, you know, he's just left, but in terms of director of football and knowledge of the game, Amoy is outstanding. He knows the Indian market. He knows the foreign players and did an outstanding job with Chennai. You only have to look at the success that Chennai have had from the start when Vitamam, Abhishek, Amoy, when they were all together. And a brilliant club. And getting to the final, of course, I've got to say, on any other day, we could probably have won that final, as you know. The chances we had. But listen, it wasn't to be our day. The goalkeeper was outstanding. ATK took the chances. It came along. We missed our opportunities. And again, that's unfortunate football. When you get to that final, everything has to fall your way on that particular day. We've seen it the other night in the Euros when it went to penalties. It could easily have been England's night with the penalties. So that's the margins at elite football. So there was huge disappointment, I have to say, at losing the final, because we felt we were good enough on the day to win it. And our performance was probably good enough to win many, many games. As it was, we have to congratulate ATK because they seen the game out. They take their opportunities when they came. But for Chennai, as you say, to come from the bottom to very nearly be champions, it shows you how well that everybody did. And I mean everybody, because I'm not one that's thinking, oh, it's on the coach. It's collective. Everybody played their part. And that's when you have success at football clubs. Everybody has to be aligned. Everybody has to have the same vision. And I mean everybody at the club. And when you do that, then you have a real chance of being successful.
Yeah. So last year, during these months only, we had Jamshedpur CEO Mukil on this same show. And he told us about, you know, how Jamshedpur, and he wanted you at Jamshedpur, you know, after your contract finished with Chennai FC. So can you tell your side that the decision to stay in India and then, of course, sign for Jamshedpur, how did these things transpire for you?
Yeah, obviously, the season finished, obviously, as you know. And I think we were all, football aside, as we are just now, everybody was taken aback with what was happening with COVID and everything else. As you know, it was a huge shock to everybody. And as much as we speak about football, as you know, our first thoughts are making sure that everybody's safe and well. And I know that the people have lost family members all over, you know, and India has been badly affected. So that's a huge challenge as well. You know, football, I think when we get it going, it can be a release, but it pales into insignificance when you lose family members. So obviously there was the COVID outbreak at the time and everything else, and things kind of settled down a little bit in the football. But then obviously when Jamshedpur made their approach, I listened to what they had to say. And I remembered, as I said earlier, about the facilities they had. And you know, Jamshedpur's the only club that own their own facilities. And I love being on the training ground with young players, as you know. And I have real belief in Indian players, as you've seen at Chennai. I have no fear of playing. I think I was the only coach that played two Indian midfielders. Everybody wanted foreigners. But I had Tapa, I had Edwin, I had Germanpreet. And any two of those three playing together were outstanding players. And as far as I'm concerned, you know, could stand toe-to-toe with the best players in the league. And they did that, those boys. So when you looked at the facilities at Jamshedpur, because you felt, obviously the league was in a bubble, but we didn't know that at the time. So I felt we'd be able to be on those training facilities, not only in the morning, but then back out in the afternoon. And then in the evening, if you wanted the younger ones as well. So that was a huge attraction. And of course, it's always sad when you leave a very good football club, which Chennai and are. But Mukko and, you know, particularly the chairman, they were very aggressive in the approach in respect of outlining how the club runs, what the facilities are, how they are. And I was really taken by the attraction of that. And that's basically how it came about.
Yeah. And then, of course, you came to Jamshedpur. And how important was Vasquez signing for you to bring him from Chennai to Jamshedpur, you know, to bring striker who scored lots of goals for you? So how important was that signing?
Yeah, I think when you look to sign players to your club, you want to have certainly focal points. And obviously Vasquez had been the Golden Boot winner the previous year and showed his qualities. As he did, you know, certainly the first half of last year, absolutely. I mean, the goals he scored and everything else that goes with it. So there's no doubt he's a quality player. And that in itself, then, you know, it sends a message out that Jamshedpur, who had never been in the playoffs, a team that had taken 5 points from the last 10 games the season before, you know, that form was, you know, nobody else had taken less points in the last 10 games than what Jamshedpur did. So it showed there was a lot of work to be done. You know, you were starting from there was a lot of work to be done. That's the best way to put it. But I'm signing like Valskis, Nerka sends a message out that, you know, you're going to look to try and bring good players and make Jamshedpur a real force to be reckoned with and look to grow the team and build it and make it better. And that's what we've done.
And what are the thoughts behind other foreigners? Do you want to fill the important position, or did you have to look at your Indian players first and then decided what kind of foreigners you needed at Jamshedpur? Last year.
Well, last year, obviously, there was a lot of, again, similar to Chennai, there was obviously a lot of players that I inherited at Jamshedpur. You know, they weren't obviously signed by me. They were already at the club. They were under contract, whether that's domestic, whether it was foreign. And so, again, what you've got to do is make the best of that. And then the little pieces you can add, then to try and help, you know, the spaces that you need, then that's what you do. And I think if you look at my domestic signings last year, certainly when I came into the club, then those boys have been outstanding. You obviously, Rinesh in the goal had an outstanding season. Dinliana, who worked with me at Chennai, Dinliana is one, if not the best, right full-back in the country. Dinliana is outstanding. He had some injury problems last year, but still wanted to play, as did many of those boys. So they deserve huge credit for that, because the bubble was a challenge for everybody. And particularly when the games are coming very thick and fast, you have no time to recover from injury. But some of those boys, you know, they still wanted to be out there. So I've got so much admiration for them. And Dinliana's one of those. So certainly those ones that I added. And then obviously, if you think back with, I know you might ask later, but with Farouk coming back, with Len coming in, with young Boris coming in, every one of those domestic players that I signed had a big impact. And that's great, because that tells us that we can spot talent. They're all a good age. They all can improve. They all can get better. And that helps Jamshedpur moving forward.
And you talked about, because of COVID and bubble, the games were coming thick and fast. And after Jamshedpur lost their first game, you guys went into the 6-game unbeaten run. So what were the thoughts after losing that game? Did you told player anything special that made that run of 6-game unbeaten run?
No, I think going into the first game, it was, again, because of the bubble. You might be aware of this, you might not, but for example, big Stephen Easy had one training session before that game, because obviously by the time we signed, Nick Fitzgerald hadn't had any training sessions. So we were probably, if we're honest, we were a little bit all over the place in respect of, you know, did you take a chance and gamble? Because, you know, Stephen having one, the only good thing is Stephen was such a fit and athletic man, and having been in quarantine, he was still able to do some exercise in his room, but it's not physical training. But when he did his training, he felt good. So we felt even if we played him for 45 minutes. So there was little bits like that going on within probably most teams, if we're honest. And then obviously Shanahan scored within the first minute. It gives you a lot to do. They got a second goal, which, again, I'll argue to, for me, it's never a penalty. But Shongte, who I had and who I encouraged and taught him many, many things, then they got the penalty. But we found our way back in with a great goal from Valskis, and could have easily, as much as Shanahan, one or two other chances, so did we. And could easily have had a draw from that game. But having lost the game, it's not the start anybody wants, but it's not a disaster. What we had to do then was just focus, get the boys that little bit, you know, as we could, fitter, because the bubble was a challenge to have everybody match fit for the first game of the season with the quarantines and different stuff. But the boys really responded. As you say, we're on the 6-game unbeaten run. And even within that, there was a couple of draws that we probably could and should have won. So we've seen a lot of really good signs, and we knew we were on the right track.
Yeah, so Valskis scored goal for Chennai. He scored goal for Jamshedpur. I think, as not many of aware, Alex Lima was his season was disturbed due to injury at Jamshedpur. So do you think the lack of support for Valskis, especially from midfield, not scoring enough goals from midfield, hindered the season for Jamshedpur, not reaching to playoff? That was the reason.
No, I think when you look at, I mean, there's actually one. If we can go and analyse every performance in every game, but there's actually one defining moment in the whole season that probably stopped Jamshedpur, and that was Alex Lima's goal against FC Goa in the 89th, 90th minute. Because if we score that goal, we win the game. We would actually have had three more points than what FC Goa, and they were the three less. So you would have found Jamshedpur in the playoffs and not FC Goa. So that's just one moment. There was huge other moments like that as well. So I think it's fair to say we certainly didn't get a... Because people say about decisions that they even themselves out, they don't. That's a myth. You know, sometimes if you have a little bit of bad luck in terms of decisions going against your club, but we don't use that as an excuse. We're not hiding behind that. There was other things that we could have done better. You're right. Even out with all that, there were still games and opportunities for us to get those elusive points. And it didn't help us, because if you think we played our first 9 games in something like, I think it was something like 27 days. And then all of a sudden, we had a 12-day break. You know, so from playing all those games, then you have no games. We were the only team that had that length of time. And then it came, it came at a really good time. We were in good form and everything else. And so certainly that didn't help us when we came back from it, because that's when we lost a couple of games that we felt we could have. And again, you know, a little decision here, a little mistake here. But it certainly hurt us in those games. But what we did show, we showed our strength of character, our mentality, our quality, and the way we bounced back and narrowly missed the playoffs. So given everything that happened, all the circumstances, there's no doubt that this Jamshedpur team is a far better team than obviously what had been the year before. And as we move into the new season, then we look to make sure we're even better again. And even last year, when you look back in isolation, that obviously we drew with the champions, with 10 men, one each. We then beat them, in the 11-11 in the game. So we've beaten Mumbai, we've drawn with them, we've beat ATK. So we've shown that we can stand toe-to-toe with the best teams. What we have to do is iron out, as you mentioned, those little bits that we need to get better. And the answer to your question, of course, you want to have lots of support for the strikers, you know, but you have to remember that, you know, Nerka scored 8 goals in the first 10 games, or, you know, so he was getting chances, he was getting opportunities. Nerka didn't do as well in the second half, And obviously different reasons for that. But what it does show is that we're on the right path. You know, we just need to add. And I certainly know the bits of the jigsaw I need to add to make us a certainly more flamboyant and energetic and entertaining. We are entertaining, but I want to kind of ramp that up a little bit and make us that pleasing on you. As soon as you watch us, you think, I like watching that Jamshedpur team. So we know the little pieces that we do that. But if you think, you know, with the changes we made, with Len coming in, with Farouk coming in, we have real pace now. We're quick, we're fast, and we had to want to add a little bit of quality that links all that together and make sure we have goal scorers at the top end of the field.
Yeah, and as you touch upon also, season was of two halves, you know, and you think that break in the momentum, we have the rest of 12, 13 days, that hinder the second half of the season where Jamshedpur dropped the point?
I don't think, I can't, at the end of the day, the games are the games, you have to play them. All I would say is I don't think it helped us in respect of that. Of course, because we're playing every 3 days, then you're thinking, yeah, I have a break. But when I say a break, I'm talking about maybe 5 or 6 days, but it was the best part of 2 weeks. You know, it was over the after Christmas into the new year. And then when you come back, having played, having the thing being, as much as we had little injuries and everything through that run of games, you had a rhythm, you had a continuity. You're playing every 3 days, all of a sudden then. Because if you think of those 12 days that we never played, the previous 12 days we played 4 games. So of course you want a break. I just think, but anyway, that's something that was new to us as the bubble was. I think we'll all be better served for that experience, that we kind of know what to expect, because no one knew what to expect really. You know, because as much as we were in a beautiful hotel and everything else, really you're going from your room to the training, back to your room, to a game, back to your room, to and our hotel, our meal room, it was also our games room, our analysis room, our meeting room. So that can be challenging in a football respect. It's not challenging in respect of what happens in the big wide world. So let me just give balance to that in case people think, you know, I'm just talking about a football challenge, because it's important that out with the physical condition that players in, a really important part of football is that mentally that people are in a good place. And if you're, you know, you've got no contact with outside world really, except for your bubble and that, and you can't mix with anybody, and then, of course, it can be a challenge, particularly away from your family as well. Because all these players, you know, the big family people, they love their families, and not to get to see them for a period of time can be challenging.
Yeah. So before we move to the upcoming season at Jamshedpur, just one question. How do you think you could have done something different which might change the position, the table, might have... took Jamshedpur the playoff, and with any regret from a decision you took throughout the season at Jamshedpur?
Last year, no, we don't have any regrets. What we had was what we had, and you were in a bubble, and you're not able to, you know, change things. We were there's no doubt there was little bits that didn't help us. But what you have to remember is, you know, Jamshedpur have never been in the playoffs, so you're not, with all due respect, inheriting ATK or, you know, somebody that's been there before. This is a club that's never been there. And what we did last year, we set our defensively, we were outstanding. 8 clean sheets. The club have never done that. And we played more games than the club have ever done in any previous season. So we showed there's so much improvement. Some of our football, standing toe-to-toe, as you say, with the best teams, the ATKs and the Mumbais, we've shown that we're more than a match. I even think back to the Hyderabad game. And Hyderabad, they got some lovely plaudits, and everybody was obviously very complimentary and raving about them, and rightly so. And one of the Hyderabad games at 1-1, we scored a perfectly good goal that was disallowed, and I think we were only like two points behind Hyderabad. So we must be doing something right if Hyderabad are receiving all these brilliant plaudits, as they should, because I think they did very well. But then it'd be remiss of anybody not to mention how well Jamshedpur done, which probably happened. But so that's fine. We just fly under the radar. We look to improve, keep doing what we're doing, and make sure that we're representative of the Jamshedpur fans, because we're certainly on the right track to do that.
Coach, now moving into the new season at Jamshedpur, I'm sure you got enough time to analyse your season, strength and weakness and areas to improve. What are the key, you know, areas to improve according to you, you know, going into the next season now?
Yeah, I think, if I'm honest, I think we can improve in every area. I think we obviously want, as much as we were very strong defensively. We want to make sure that we're still a force in that department. And then that gives you obviously the platform to move forward. I think it's fair to say we do want to add a little bit more creativity and from the middle area to the forward area. We have plenty of speed in the wide areas. We have goal scorers. And I just want, obviously, to have that creative link. And if we do that, then, of course, it's going to be an exciting season, as we're looking forward to anyway. Listen, it's we've got some wonderful players at the club. There's some young emerging players. I thought Mo Bashir really came into his own last year, and it's great to see young Indian players. We have young Sandeep Mandy, who's only a kid. He's got some experience, and he's going to get better. So we certainly have some young talent. Young Boris, I mean, that boy every day, that I love, he bounces in, the smile on his face. It just lights the place up. So there's no doubt young Boris is going to give it to Farouk back. Obviously, Len's there, and young Jitendra as well, who showed in the training that he's ready to play. So the pre-season gives them all a wonderful opportunity to stake their claim for a place in the team. I think I'm excited. And the other thing as well, obviously, as we know, the domestic players really important because there's an extra place available as well, which is great. I mean, I said this 2 years ago when they were talking about, obviously, the foreign players obviously had a huge value to have a huge impact in the league. But there comes a time that we have to develop the Indian players. And opportunities like this season with the extra spot that allows, you know, those young players to step forward, stake their claim and show their quality. So I think, it's exciting times ahead for everybody.
And of course, we touch upon the facilities and stadium of Jamshedpur FC. I think we didn't speak about the iconic Tata Football Academy. So I want your thoughts regarding the same. And are you, you know, thinking about bringing some young players through academy to the main team now?
Yeah, listen, that's what we want to do. That's what we want to be known for. Obviously, COVID has presented many challenges in that respect. But, you know, in an ideal world, and I said this, we're chatting with Mukul and Prashant, and we would love to be in Jamshedpur playing, you know, having a pre-season, playing a games home and away. But obviously, COVID will dictate, obviously, what happens. And because I certainly, as I say, my first game, I remember how passionate those Jamshedpur fans were. You know, and you know, win, lose, or draw, they pack out that stadium every home game. They're an absolute credit to themselves, how much they love the club, how vocal they are, how colourful they are. And we, you know, as a club and a staff, we would want to put a smile on their face. So I'd love, as I say, to be in front of them. I'd love to get to meet them personally on a personal level because I love that interaction. I love to see how passionate, you know, fans are about their team and how much they love their club. So, of course, in an ideal world, that would be the scenario. We just have to await news of, you know, what actually is going to be the final verdict in respect of the pre-season and the league.
Yeah, so of course, we can't talk about the players who are not announced by the club as of now as a signing. But we understand that club has signed another foreign striker, you know, to partner with Vasquez. How important to get a goal scorer who can help take the burden from Vasquez? But I think Vasquez can be a creator sometime, you know. I think he created good goals at Chennai FC, some goals at Jamshedpur FC also.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think it's very important that we strengthen that department. We're a little bit unfortunate last year because David Grande, who's a lovely, lovely man, David, a lot of time for him, but David's whole season was blighted by injury, and then he was able to play the last few games and he got himself a couple of goals and did very well. And as I say, an outstanding man, David, but he'd be the first to tell you how frustrated he was by his injury. So that was the other thing. We were obviously, and Nick Fitzgerald got injured in the first game and never really, you know, was able to play many games at all, if truth be told. So there's no doubt we were blighted by injury last year in terms of the foreign players as well. But the players were a credit to themselves. Alex Lima took four or five, you know, different times painkilling injections to play to help the team when the boy was injured. Such a big heart. And I've got to say, when he probably played at 70% of his fitness. When Alex Lima is 100% fit, he's as you've seen in some moments, he's an outstanding player. He really, really is. But unfortunately, the challenge of the, you know, the games coming quick and the injuries, so that can happen. It happened to David as well, as I say, David Grande. But yeah, we want to strengthen that forward area. We want to have goals in the team. I always think back to my time at Bolton Wanderers when I was a player. And we had about five strikers, I think. And Bruce Riott, the manager, when he was asked why you have so many strikers, all good players, and his answer was simple. He says, you can never never, ever have enough goal scorers at your club. And he's right, because whether it's, you know, somebody that can pop up with a goal from the midfield, and I do think in young Wobbishere there's goals in him. He has the potential to score goals from the midfield, which is great for a young Indian player. Loads of energy, and he'll get better with another good pre-season under him. But, you know, there's no doubt with the ability that Farouk has that he'll add goals. You know, as I did, I mean, I'm excited, looking forward to that pre-season with Farouk, because I think back in many ways to when I went in at Chennai and Shanti couldn't score a goal. And, you know, that season, Shanti finished for me the highest domestic goal scorer in terms of just goals, not penalties. Sunil Shetty was a top Indian goal scorer, but he had three or four penalties in there. Shanti's goals were just from open play. And he was, you know, that period for me, and Farouk has, you know, all those abilities. Him and Shanti are two wonderful, wonderful players. And I know I can add goals to Farouk's game. So Boris has already showed that he can score. Len has shown that he can score. So that's what we have to build. An answer to you, how do we improve from last year? We look to have more goal scorers so that we can add goals from all different areas of the park to the team.
I think throughout the, as a fan, I've been watching Jamshedpur a while, you know, and I always thought that Jamshedpur has lack of depth in the Indian players department. You know, they had very good first 11, but sometimes they didn't have enough in their bench to, you know, replace those players. So now you got Farouk, you got Len, you got Boris. So do you think that you are filling those holes? It's need to be filled.
Yeah, I think I've got another one in that area as well that will do very well. Young, fast, and exciting. And so, yeah, we have a couple of domestic signings, not announced yet, but certainly close to being completed, which is great. And that's what we want to do. We want to each year, and I want, you know, primarily I want to have young, exciting players that we can work with, coach, develop, so that, you know, they're exciting players for Jamshedpur for many, many years to come. Because for me, it's not just about the, as much as I've told him as a coach, you're probably judged on the here and now, but it'd be remiss of me not to put the right building blocks in place that will serve the club well for years to come. I certainly hope I'm there to do it, because, you know, I love my time there. The people have a fantastic relationship with Mukul, with Prashant, with the chairman, with the board. They know what we want to do, and what we want to do is, you know, you don't click your fingers and everything falls into place. But if you put the right pieces in place, you mentioned there about the young players, the academy, and if we can tie all that together. Now, it's been taken away from us a little bit because of COVID, but it's been curtailed. But I know exactly what those plans, what we want to put in place. And that can be so exciting for Jamshedpur. We just have to, God willing, the COVID eases and we're allowed to implement those ideas, because that will help the club for many, many years to come.
I think we have spoken for a while and you have touched upon pre-season again and again. And I understand how important is a pre-season for, you know, for a coach point of view. What are your plan for the pre-season? Are you planning anything specific for this pre-season?
I think the important thing in pre-season is time. Because you'll know this anyway, from when we arrived in Goa last year, we had 2 weeks quarantine. So that takes 2 weeks away from your preparation. And there's no doubt, not only Jamshedpur, but other teams suffered by injuries here and there for players, because when you do a pre-season, your pre-season is not designed to cover you for the first two or three games. Your pre-season is designed to cover you for the whole season, you know, because that's what you implement. And a perfect example of that was obviously my time when I was manager at Burnley. Now, my Burnley team, when I took them into the Premier League, because we obviously a fantastic team, but we had great cup runs as well, as you know, to the semi-final and against Tottenham in two legs, and probably very cruelly lost. We should have been in the final. But we played 61 games that season, because of how well the pre-season was structured, because it was designed to last you for the entirety of the season. So that's why coaches always go on about, forgive me, about pre-season, because it's so important. It allows you to implement your ideas, but it also allows you to get the players physically and mentally in a very, very good place. And that's why it's so important.
And of course, the season finished in March. And since then, we are in July. Have you been in touch with your players? Are you talking to them on a regular basis? Have you given some program to them?
Yeah, very much so. Obviously, Adrian is very good at his job. So Adrian's on top of that with the players, with the pro. Because obviously, the first thing they have to do is rest a little bit, coming off mentally and physically, what was a real challenge. So they get that, obviously, a little bit of rest. And more importantly, they get to spend quality time with their families. I mean, that's so important. And what we feel at Jamshedpur, as we do, and I've always said it, was that your football club, it should be an extension of family, that everybody should feel that. You know, and in Jamshedpur, they're a family club. Everybody's welcome. We're all the same. You know, nobody's any different from anybody else. And that's what we want to build. That's what we want to foster and create and make it even better as we move forward. And then after that, then, of course, there's a programme that they gradually step up, so that when we do come together, that we're in a good place, that we're not wasting 2 or 3 weeks to get everybody up to speed, because we're kind of all on the same level and we're ready to step forward into our training.
Yeah. So what are your goals and expectations for this upcoming season for Jamshedpur?
Our goals and expectations will be very simple. We want to be in those playoffs. We want to be competing to win that trophy and give the fans something to be really excited about. Now, I think they've seen a lot, as they did, an awful lot of progress last year, how close we came. And I think Jamshedpur had a history, forgive me, you'll know this better than me, a history of tailing off in the second half of the season. Well, nothing could be further from the truth. We were the team in the whole of the ISL that were finishing stronger than anybody. I wish the season had went another month, because we were the team that was winning games. We were the team that were showing our qualities. So what we have to do is, the way we finish the season, carry that on into the new season and look to put ourselves in those playoffs with a chance of being champion.
And now let's talk about some Indian football stuff. There is talks going on to have a reserve league for ISL clubs, you know, in Goa only this season if take place. I think they are still taking the feedback from the clubs. Are club ready for that? What are your thoughts on having a reserve league where, when, you know, players coming back from injury can play some games before playing for the first team?
Yeah, it goes back to earlier when you and I were chatting. I'm all for anything that helps develop Indian football, helps clubs. And there's no doubt that a league as such would do that. Now, there's obviously some logistics and different things that might have to take place. But in terms of a football question, yes. Reserve league, absolutely. Youth leagues, get them all going, get them up and running, get kids out playing football. Because if you think about the areas, the untapped potential, there must be little villages all over that there's players with ability. And this is the thing, when we can get them at an early age, then they're going to get better and better. And if you do that, then all of a sudden, the whole country is vibrant and energetic with all these young footballers that can aspire to be professionals. And that, for me, would be brilliant, because it would show the quality and the amount, you know, not just quality, but huge amounts of quality young players coming through. And that's what we all want. We want to improve the game.
Yeah, and talking about improvement of the game, FC Goa became the first Indian club to play in AFC Champions League, you know. Now that's put the prize on that first place in the league stage. So how do you think this thing will motivate club to, you know, be serious throughout the season, not just to be, you know, grab those top four position and they're happy with it? Now it's important to get the top position.
Absolutely. I think it's a very good question. You're right. Because, you know, no matter whether you're a player, coach, everybody wants to be at the very highest level. Everybody wants to play against the best teams and the best players. And the AFC affords you that, as FC Goa found out, because there was a couple of very good teams in that group, as they know and you've seen, because FC Goa are a team that and Ravi, I think, has done an outstanding job over many years at FC Goa, collating all that together. And they're always pleasing on the eye. They always have, you know, or they certainly always like to have a lot of the ball and a lot of possession. Whereas there's a couple of games that they didn't, and they'd not a lot of possession because of the quality of the sides. So that'll be an unbelievable experience for, obviously, Juan Fernando and all the players that have experienced that against those teams. And they'll come away from those games thinking, we want a bit more of that. And everybody else does. And obviously, you know, we'll see this year with, obviously, Mumbai, and as I've shown with the quality with Sergio, with some terrific players. And of course, like, it's anything else, you know, we all want big budgets to get the best players and everything else. But when you don't, what you've got to do is punch above your weight, make your best of what you have. And we've already shown that we can do that. You know, we stood toe-to-toe with Mumbai and ATK last year. But in answer to your question, yeah, everybody wants, you know, that Champions League football. I experienced, obviously, my time at Wigan, Europa League football. So, you know, it's nice. Nothing beats your domestic, your bread and butter, wanting to be the champions. But it's nice to have that taste of, you know, European or AFC Champions League, you know, with respect of whatever continent you're in. So I think that's an exciting one for everybody to be involved at that level, no doubt about it.
You talked about Thapa, you talked about Chante, now Farooq with you, Mubasher at Jamshedpur. So what is your broad impression of Indian talent in the league and where these Indian players can improve? You know, it's not just playing in ISL, but what they can do different to become better from here.
Yeah, I think my point is that when we get the kids earlier, not just, I mean, the Tapas and the Shantis, Farooks and these boys that play the Sunil Shetris and that, these boys are at a very, very high level. But there's other boys that maybe have not had the, you know, the football learning. I call it football intelligence, understanding game knowledge, game awareness, understanding game management. And if we can get the kids early, then we can ingrain, they can learn these qualities and get to know them so that, you know, all the players are far more rounded in respect of understanding the game. And that in turn will give Igor a real headache for the national team because, you know, it has that at the moment because I think there's a lot of emerging young talent competing now with the players that have played for the national team many, many times. And that's what you want. You want competition all over. And we want the national team to be doing well and fighting out for those, you know, those big tournaments.
And you touch upon national team. I think another area where, as a footballing nation, we need to improve coach education. And you come from, you know, the part of the world where the coach education is taken very seriously. There are young coaches now, you know, working at the Premier League level. How do you think that, you know, coach education is important for India? We don't have enough coaches. I personally think the amount of population we have, but the licensed coaches are not enough. So how important is the coach education? Can you tell our listeners and viewers about it?
Yeah, no, I think it's very important. I think because when, and we look, I mean, I obviously been very, I worked with Sabir at Chennaiyin. I worked with Noel here at Jamshedpur. And both very talented coaches. We've seen the job, obviously, last year at Northeast as well. With, you know, he did a fantastic job. So there's no doubt there's talent there. But the coach education, because we always say if you could coach the coaches, then they then pass that on to the next one who passes it on. And all of a sudden, you're a conveyor belt. You have good coaches emerging. Because ultimately, in time, that's what you want. You want to have good Indian coaches being in charge of their teams. Because, and the more education in terms that we bring into that and the more knowledge, belief, confidence. And it's not, you know, people think about, oh yeah, you do a coaching course and then you're ready to be a head coach and manage teams. It's not as simple as that. There's so many attributes and qualities you need to be at that level. But the first thing you've got to do is make sure that you've done that education to get yourself in the right spot. And when the opportunity arises, then that's up to you to grasp that opportunity as Cali did last year, you know, with Northeast. So, you know, there will be opportunities, there's no doubt, and it's up for people. But I do agree with you, the coach education is a huge thing, you know, to coach the coaches. So then they're imparting that all the way through. And, you know, it's such a fast country. I've got to say the people are so warm, so welcoming. And the other thing they are is they're very hardworking. And if they have a mind to do something, they'll go and do it, which I love, that work ethic. That's why if we can, same as the players, same as the coaches, if we can put the right building blocks in place, it will reap rewards. It won't be today or tomorrow, but in time, it will bear fruit, absolutely.
Yeah. So now, you know, from coaches, let's move towards another national team topic. Indian football team, I think when you came, India was playing Asia Cup 2019, January, if you remember. You know, your former player Thapa scored goal against Thailand when India defeated Thailand 4-1. And then, of course, Stephen left the job and Igor Stimac came. Since then, I'm not sure, has India made any progress? As a fan, I think we have not made much progress. So what do you think about India's performance in the World Cup qualifiers? Igor Stimac tenure also, I think his contract is getting ended in September. As of now, we don't understand or we don't know that his contract will extend or not. So what do you think about overall India's performance in the last couple of years when you're in India? And do you think that India could have done better?
Well, what I do is I know Igor because I speak to him many times. So I know his thought process. I know what his vision is. And you have to give balance to it. You have to be fair to Igor that what he wants to implement he's not really been allowed that opportunity through a number of reasons. You know, he's had camps organised because, you know, you want to get players with you to be working with them. And then that's been taken away from him on a couple of occasions. And even then, going into the games, and I thought, you know, I thought they competed well in the games there previous going. Playing against some very good teams as well, you have to give balance to that. But also as well, those players were getting in, you know, they weren't getting fresh. Obviously, the season finished and there was a gap. And then they're waiting. So I think you have to be fair. And I think, you know, they did well at times. There's other bits that Eagle will think, yeah, I want to improve on that. But there's no doubt. I think they're on the right track. I think it's a bit harsh to be overcritical, if I'm honest, in my opinion. But that's the beauty of football. Everybody has an opinion. But certainly from what I look and knowing the man, I know he has a mind that, you know, what he wants to do. And if they do that, there's no doubt they'll get better and be competitive, as you say, because, yeah, you want to be in those championships, whether it's the Asian Championships, whether it's the World Cups. You want to be competitive. And in India, because of the size of the country and the population, there's no doubt that there is potential there. But as I say before, what we have to do is unearth the potential. It's not ready-made yet. It was a big, big job Igor had. There's no doubt about it. And I know he's giving his very, very best to keep improving.
Coach, I was going through your career as a manager, and you have managed so many clubs, not a single national team job. So in future, can we see you managing some national team?
Yeah, I mean, listen, you never say never in football. We love the game. And I have to say this, I've been very fortunate and very blessed that I've had my career in football. If I hadn't, I mean, you might be aware of this, you might be not. I'm one of nine. I have five brothers and three sisters. So I grew up in that. And that's why I speak about family all the time. I grew up in that environment. And that's why my football clubs, I want everybody to feel they're a part of that family. And so I've been very blessed that I've had my career in football. Had I not, I'd be doing what I say was, well, actually, I was a part-time player to start. So I knew what it was to get up and do a real job, as I say. And I say this to my footballers because they're so lucky and so fortunate and so blessed to have their career in football. That they should be bouncing in every day with the biggest smile in the world to kick a ball and that be your career. It doesn't get any better than that. And that's the same wherever I go. And, you know, I've loved the clubs I've been at. And hopefully, you know, last month it was nice. I think it was Daniel Sturridge said a really nice thing. And so it's nice when players, that, you know, top players you work with have said nice little things about, you know, working with you and everything. So in time, who knows? I was going to say I'm 55. Not yet, but soon. So I'm 55 soon, tomorrow, I think, actually. So whenever it goes out, 14th of July, anyway, I'm 55. So I still think there's many, many more years ahead. I'm loving what I do. But if it ever comes about, then, of course, I love working with players. I love punching above our weight. I've always done that. But I've got to say, I'm loving my time at Jamshedpur. Lovely club, lovely people. I really wish we could get in front of our own supporters and get to meet them personally, because you can see the enthusiasm and the love they have for the club. So in football, you never say never.
Happy birthday in advance. You know, it just feels a couple of hours away from India, especially. You
look surprised as though you thought I was older.
No. I think I'm not that surprised. So my question is a follow-up to that question. I think you had chat with Igor. I'm sure you have a discussion with other coaches who are coaching a national team and the club. How different is to manage a national team and to manage a football club?
Yeah, well, listen, it's a brilliant question. That's why I really enjoyed this chat, because I can tell, obviously, your knowledge, you know the game, and it's brilliant when you have those football chats with people. So, it is completely different, because obviously on a club basis, you have the players each day. As a national manager, you maybe get those players for 3 days before the game or 4 days. So of course, it is a challenge. It can be different. That's why I think when Eagles tried to put the camps together, when there hasn't been games, that would be really important, because it gets that group of players together. Because what you want to build is kind of that atmosphere that we are. You know, if you look at Italy and England, the Euros, the sense of camaraderie, the sense of togetherness, and that's where you want to build a national team, like a kind of club atmosphere. But sometimes it's difficult because of the time constraints. So I think there is challenges, but equally, you know, there's a freshness about it, and knowing that for a country such as India, if you're able to take that club to the level that, you know, we know how fanatical about sport that the Indian nation are, how much they love their sports, they love their cricket, love their football, you know, they love their kabaddi, all the different sports that they absolutely love, the hockeys and, you know, everything else. So, you know, if you're successful, then of course everybody's going to join in and they love that and give the nation something to smile about. So I think that of course is a huge incentive for anybody, and Egon knows that as well. I mean, listen, I think he's got a wonderful job, and I think there's huge potential that, you know, you could go and do really, really well.
Yeah, we touch upon the various sports, you know, and West media especially, and West people in the Western world think that India is just cricketing nation, you know, just India just play cricket. So I think we play lots of sports as you listed down, and I think being one, people make a fun that India has 1.2 billion people and they still don't qualify for the World Cup. Thing is, we have so many people, then they need to play so different sports sometimes. So we don't have our focus just on football. So I think that's one point. Another point I just want to ask you, 2026 World Cup, there are talks and FIFA has confirmed the World Cup will be expanded to 48 teams. So there are two questions here. One, your home nation, Scotland, might get a realistic chance to the world qualifying for the World Cup. And there are talks of Asia also getting more slots. Currently, we have only 4 slots. In future, they're talking that Asia might have 7 or 8 slots. I think then can India make 2026 a realistic target for the qualification?
Yeah, I think 2026 is a realistic target. But obviously, as you say, I do think we need an extent. I think that, and to be fair, there was plans this year. COVID's curtailed that. But obviously, there was plans to bring the league up to AFC criteria. So I know from speaking to the chief executive and such forth, that's what was planned. So I think, yeah, I think we have to extend the league, play more games. But there's no doubt with the young talent that's coming through. Of course, I think 2026, we'll now get 5 years. I think that's certainly achievable. But the sooner, and hopefully we can get, you know, government bodies, states involved as well. Like, let's get into the grassroots. Let's grow those young Indian footballers as we have done with the cricketers and everything else. And you know, as India are, you know, a real force in cricket, then let's be a force in football. Now, I have to give balance and say it is slightly more difficult in football because of the amount of nations that all over the world that play football. And that's taking nothing away from cricket because India are outstanding and have been world champions and will be again. So, but, you know, for me, being a football lover and a sport lover, of course, but let's grow our football game. Let's get Indian football moving in the right direction so that everybody enjoys what we're doing. And as a country, you know, it's not just cricket. We're looking at football, we're looking at all the different sports that we can be competitive in.
Yeah. So, you know, we talked about, I think you did not touch upon the Scotland. Do you think Scotland will be there in 2026 World Cup?
Yeah, well, Steve, obviously, Scotland made the Euros there, didn't they? With Steve's come in, Steve Clarke, and similar to I said, they seem to have a very good spirit about them and they're improving. So Scotland's been at many World Cups before. There's no doubt they can be again. Obviously, my parents were Irish. I played for Ireland because I, as much as I'm, you know, where I was born in Glasgow, we were brought up in Irish culture and similar actually to many, you know, Indian families, you know, when they come to the UK, but you're still brought up in an Indian culture as I was with Irish. So I'm very lucky. I have many, many teams as I did as a player. And I'm always rooting for Scotland and Ireland. So let's hope they're all at the World Cup finals with India. That would be amazing.
Yeah, and of course, you touch upon that also, that there is a talks of expanding the leagues. I think last season only they want to play 26 games per team, you know, 3 games against a particular team, I think, and due to COVID, we are not sure. Upcoming season also, I think it will be not possible. But we need more games. I think you talked about it. But another thing which league has done now, it's a reduction of number of foreigners. Now there are only 4 foreigners in the playing 11, 6 in the squad. What's your thoughts on that? And do you think that will give club like Jamshedpur a bit more advantage? Because maybe when you have just 4 foreigners, then with more Indian players, Jamshedpur can compete better with the likes of, you know, other clubs?
I think the foreign situation, that's just the same for everyone. You know, you have the same. So I don't think there's any advantage to anybody else. I think what you have to do is make the best of what you have. But what it does do, it's an opportunity for another young Indian player to step in. And that's great for, it's great for the national team, but it's great for the growth of Indian football, as is playing more games that we said. So all these steps are steps in the right direction to what we all want, improvement in the Indian game.
Yeah. Coach, another question regarding you have worked in Premier League, played against big, big clubs. Now, especially in the transfer window, fans, not the fans of ATK Mohan Bagan or these, they are spending lots of money. So other fans, for example, Jamshedpur fans or FC Goa fans, they are a bit worried that they might blown away league with their spending. So do you think it's just all about money, but you need something else to succeed as a football club?
Yeah, it's money is great, having big budgets great to go and get big players, but it's not always the answer. So what you have to do is make sure that you have the best of what you do. I can understand fans' frustrations, but that happens in every league in the world, because no matter where you go, I was in the MLS in America, and they say that everybody's parity, but the big clubs are the big clubs. They can spend what they spend. But that's fine. You know, ATK, Mumbai, they spent it last year, and we showed that we could stand toe-to-toe. What we have to do is make sure we are the best of what we do at Jamshedpur. We're representative of our fans. Get a smile on your face, play good football, and let's win. And that gives everybody the biggest smile in the world.
Yeah.
Obviously, the way I'm sitting, but just in case the fans get a glimpse of it, I would love that to be my next signing, but I think Ronaldo would just be a little bit too much money for the club. So anyway, listen, we're looking forward to bringing good players to the club, and we'll do our very best, as I say, to be getting in those playoffs and fighting to be champions.
That's kind of a cheeky article headline, you know, Owen Coyle want to sign Cristiano Ronaldo at Jamshedpur FC.
Oh, no, listen. Well, listen, if I turn me over there, I don't know if you can see it. I'll turn you over there.
Yeah.
There's your own.
He's free agent right now.
So there you go. That'll be a strike for us, I wish.
For having a Ronaldo and Messi playing in tandem for Jamshedpur FC will be, you know, a dream
not
come true.
That would be not bad for sure. Absolute pleasure.
Yeah, last segment. So I have taken some questions from fans. These are very passionate.
Yeah, just to let you know, I've got about 5% of my battery. So as long as I'm not on the computer, I'm on the phone. So let's rattle through them then. Let's be quickly.
Abhiraj asks, what is your pre-season date when you're coming to India?
Well, that's to be finalised. But I would hope that we're able to get 6 weeks full training, certainly minimum, before we start, but we're just waiting on that being finalised by the league.
CD Prasad, I think he's one of the passionate Jamshedpur fan. He asked, do you miss playing in Jamshedpur? I think you touch upon these. And
yes.
How positive we are going into the next season?
Yeah, well, 100% I miss. I wish I was in Jamshedpur to meet everybody. But we're really positive. We're looking ahead. I think everybody's seen the improvement in the team. We want to make that next step. And to be fair, we're very close to doing it.
And of course, you touch upon this also. Vivek Mehta asked about the big break between the season, and season just been 4 months.
Yeah, he's right. So that's why we've implemented a training program that so the players aren't idle where there is. They build the training up. So when we come together, they're in a good place so that we move forward really positive.
Coach, thank you very much, you know, for joining us today.
Listen, I really enjoyed it. And Jal will tell you, I love sitting with football people. When people have, you know, they know the game. And I love that. I really enjoyed the chat. Really enjoyed it with you.
And to all listeners and viewers, you can, you know, listen to our podcast at the all the top available platforms, Spotify, iTunes, JioSaavn, Gaana, and other major platforms. And also you can watch in a video form on our KLNOW 7, KLNOW TV. I will see you in the next episode.
Pleasure. Take care. God bless.